This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Isn't Jeopardy where it's like you control the board, you do it, and then if you can't answer it, it goes to the other person?
Yes. Yes, but someone has to buzz first, I think.
Okay. Well, let's start with Lucy because Cecily just asked that question.
Okay, but I buzzed. I literally made a buzz sound.
But Lucy? No questions were asked yet.
No question. This is a bad
okay.
Story.
Oh, right. No, I have to be like, oh, I'll take Mother Earth's sex appeal for 300.
You control
please.
The board. You control the board.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take Mother Earth's sex appeal for 300, please.
Mother Earth's sex appeal for 300. Mother Earth's Adonis belt.
Who is Orion?
That's going to be incorrect.
Fuck.
Bro?
Any day now, we're going to start.
Y'all ready for shit? Don't call it a comeback.
Are you going to be nice to
call
Sage?
It a debut?
And that was my... I'm sorry to interrupt. That's what I wanted to know about.
If I was going to be nice to Sage?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Thanks.
Sage and I don't know each other very well, so I can't be mean to her.
That's nice.
Don't call it a comeback, I said. Call it a debut. Welcome, yeah. Sage. Sorry,
thank
Marika.
You. Sorry.
The one I'm thing sorry. I won't... Sorry, just 1 second.
Why do
sorry.
I hear Jeff so loud, but sorry. I can't hear
the
Anya
The one
at all.
Thing
you
I
You can't hear
accept.
Me at all?
Well, I hear you from the room.
The one thing I won't accept today is any stepping on toes of Sage. Right?
Thank you.
Toes
of Sage.
Yeah, Marika would never. I don't think Anya would.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Really?
Title
so you're worried about me?
I mean, I don't know you that well. Like,
it's just that...
Mm-hmm.
That was sure. me inserting the clip of Marika already stepping on Sage's toes. So the move is saying I would never. You already did it once already. We've only been recording for what, 20 seconds? Right?
Yeah, I would don't say step on your toes, not Sage's.
This is why I sit behind the desk usually.
So that.
No, it's not.
The real reason is what? That we can't afford a producer on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell people about the little note I had to make for you?
Do you want to dive into that right now?
Just thought we'd start there.
Well, because, so, I mean, I'll be honest. I'll, you know, fess up, Sage style. Yeah. Basically, I forgot to record the video a couple weeks back.
And right. again.
And then again the week after. Different videos, though, right? The first time, I just forgot to press record on the switchboard.
I just forgot.
Yeah. Easy mistake.
The next week...
Yeah.
Obviously, there's like 3 different computers logged onto a Zoom. I didn't know that the Zoom that needed to be recording was the one that wasn't recording. Sure.
I need to get to the bottom of this. Why is Jeff so loud?
It's because the mic is on here, and so it's closer to me.
Wait,
what?
Is that true?
It's You're not using connected because when you connect it to the boom, it's because I use a soundboard, basically.
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't using.
Yeah.
I could connect the USB codec to this, but we've already started Sage Style.
And it's not worth it. I just want to. I just want to be clear that if
I'd love you to lean in just energetically for the episode, right?
It's actually like,
buy into the program that we're.
If I mishear Anya, if I accidentally talk over her, it's not my fault.
Okay. I would never
because
blame
Jeff
you.
Is so loud.
No, and I agree in terms of interrupting Anya. That's not your fault.
My voice doesn't carry in a way that Jeff's.
Yeah,
it booms.
And
that's the
and I appreciate someone finally acknowledging that I kind of command a room anytime I walk in.
Yeah, like
Sage
the
style.
Thing we've ever not acknowledged it.
Like the room that he walked into where I was having a meeting with someone about a new show we're bringing on. Big show, bigger numbers than this show will ever
but
see.
But they weren't on the call. It was Kevin Bartlett. Love the
that's
guy.
That's actually not how you pronounce his last name.
Bartlett? How do you say it? Bartlett. Bartleft? How do you say Kevin's last name? I'm so sorry, Kevin. We should have Kevin on the show. Sage?
If you look
I
it up.
I would go Barlet,
it's
but
not,
I've never
I think
met
it's
Kevin.
Bartelt.
Really?
I don't think the L is after, I think the L is after the E.
Fascinating.
Bond of the week, let's get it over with. I'm going to go Will Conover because he hates this segment and he skips it every time.
Skips it when listening or when on the show?
Which, yeah, thank you. At least he listens. But either way, he skips it. He's only been on the show twice and he's refused both
times.
I'm
going to go Paul Giamatti in honor of Will Conover because he saw the, the holdovers twice.
I heard it was good.
I thought it was in honor of his stint at McDonald's.
Paul Giamatti's?
Yeah.
I just watched Donnie Brasco and he was in that.
Donnie Brasco is kind of a Donnie Brasco. It's a disaster.
Have you guys seen the episode of the Chris Gethard show? We can let Sage go, but I was ultimately
you can finish, Marika.
Thank you so much.
That's going to end up being strike two in terms of Marika stepping on Sage's time.
I didn't do anything wrong.
You arguably interrupted
me.
I interrupted you for sure, but that's par for the course.
Yeah,
par
of course. Show. The episode of the Chris Gethard show where Paul Giamatti is in
Sage,
a dumpster.
To speak as soon as I say the word Sage. And so anybody who continues speaking after I say Sage is
you're speaking
on Sage. No, 100%. But that wasn't me. That was just me using it as an example.
Right.
So if I was like Sage.
Okay. My bond of the week is Walton Goggins.
Yes. I love Walton.
I've never seen any of his shows. Just Cowboys versus Aliens, but I like how he looks like the Cynthia doll from Rugrats.
Wait, it's Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, sorry, Cowboys and Aliens.
Which is a thing. I think that's like a.
You just want a counter.
I think that's a Mandela effect.
Yeah,
because I thought it was Cowboys versus Aliens too.
Sage okay, Cowboys and Aliens.
Makes report.
Yeah. So she is
would
be
better
for
us versus.
Yeah. Marika's not stepping on my toes. I'm glad that she corrected me.
Okay, Marika Defender has joined the chat.
Yeah, this happened to me recently.
And I appreciated it.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome, Sage. Because I just learned that Marika is who you report to directly. And I'm so sorry to hear that.
You just learned that?
Yeah.
He's going to Sage. He does not know.
I thought she made, magic with the social clips and with the, the energy of the New York office. Anytime you're there,
social,
I'm sorry, just 1 second.
The word social to you, what does that fall under?
Synonymous with Sage. The SG in Sage's Instagram is social girl.
Yes. Because it's Instagram, it's like social.
Yeah.
I love it, Sage. Bond of the week.
Mr. Bean.
Ooh. R.I.P. The character
would that be
specifically.
Cool?
Sat on my lap and
what's his name? Ronan.
Ronan. It's fun because there's going to be another crashing.
Rowan
actually,
Atkinson.
Actually, earlier, Pyle said... He said he's not coming on the show till you stop using those.
Wait, is Pyle in the New York office?
He left.
But he said he didn't like it and you're using his voice without permission.
Well,
they just kind of signed a deal where you...
He's not union. If you think any... First of all, any union would let his ass in. Second of all, because it's protections. Nobody wants to protect Pyle.
I don't really have anything to say right now. But I appreciate you tossing it back to me.
Marika, should I tell Jeff what I discovered over the weekend?
No way. They're open? Pile and his wife are open?
Yeah, so I didn't know this, but I Googled my own name to see what comes up. I hadn't done that in a while. Felt like it was time.
Sure.
And I have an IMDb page, and 50% of my credits are Jeffrey the Dumbass. And that's what
that
should
you
be more.
Thank Sage for.
Yeah. Which I told her.
I just meant like I only have two. I mean, I only have two things listed.
What's the other thing?
Off days. But it's just like, it's like if you look at, if you Google what comes up on like the Google result, it just says Anya Konevskaya and then it says Jeffrey the Dumbass right underneath in like a lighter font, a lighter gray. And so when anyone Googles me,
it's
my
so
mom,
funny.
Like she's going to have to explain to people. What it is? She moved to LA. This is what she has
Are
to show.
Are you crying?
Herself.
It's so funny to be like, "What's the other one? Off days." The fucking nonsense that you originated. Yeah. I didn't think this company was going to turn into anything.
I didn't think we were putting it on IMDb.
I didn't think that we would have more of a staff. Yeah. I shouldn't have said anything negative about the network. Marty heard, and now he came over here and like tipped his hat.
He did do that.
The big one.
The big one's on the table here.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It was a big tip.
So. I can't, our computer's in the way. I can't see it.
Got it.
But you don't think Rowan Atkinson's a good choice?
No, I think it's fine.
I thought you meant the character Mr. Bean.
I forgot his name for a second. But he was in that, he was already in Johnny English, so he can kind of.
You can, you.
He's
like,
kind of
that's
building
his,
on his, yeah, on really the
and
previous
he
work.
Was in my favorite movie, Scooby-Doo, the live action, the 2002. And he's kind of like a Bond villain in that one.
Okay, so Sage, supporting
he's
me.
Like
that was
sorry. Did you up? It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to hear them.
Marika?
That was so loud. What? Sage, I'm so sorry that you had to hear that.
What?
Travis and Taylor.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
This is going to come out.
I'm already
you think
tired
they'll be
of
broken?
It. Yeah, I don't. I'm over it. I'm a Joe Alwyn stan ultimately, and I feel like he's been done wrong.
Doesn't that track for Marika?
It tracks for Marika.
Yeah, he's a little British boy.
A little British boy. I think. I mean, ultimately, she is a friend of the network, so I don't know if we can say anything.
Taylor Swift
That's
is
true.
A friend of HeadGum.
Yeah.
How?
She went to a Jake and Amir show.
And she had a head. True.
What?
True. And she has. She had HeadGum.
No, this is bullshit.
She had HeadGum hosts open up her, like, the biggest tour of all time.
Eras?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Muna?
HeadGum hosts opened up for her there.
She doesn't know what HeadGum is. She doesn't listen to it.
She's been to a Jake and Amir show.
No, she hasn't.
That's true.
No, Marika, bullshit. This, you're, first of all, I know you're lying.
She's. No, I'm not. Marty told me. Lying, ask Amir.
Because
I don't trust you, Marty, or Anya.
Marty met Calvin Harris there.
Calvin Harris, I buy.
But she that's, was, he was,
she was with
him.
Calvin Harris.
Okay, so she was dating Calvin. Calvin was the fan. Calvin dragged
her
to Jake. She's, listen.
Sage?
I will say, if I'm like scrolling through the HeadGum TikToks for you page, it is a lot of TikToks about Taylor Swift.
Okay, interesting.
So... I'm thinking there's some kind of connection. Yeah.
That's strike four, bud.
She was supporting me.
That's true. Three and a half.
And ultimately, that's my job.
Yeah. Well, now the whole conversation shifted to you, isn't it? That's exactly what you wanted.
So I have a question. Have we actually introduced Sage?
Sage, let's get your plugs up top because it's, again, don't call it a comeback. It's a debut. What do you do at the network? And let's say your full street address.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm a marketing intern, and I'm not gonna tell you my street address. But
okay, neighborhood.
I did just recently moved. I live in.
Okay,
that's so too much information for Jeffs.
Can you just say Upper West Side, and then I'll insert it where you say you lived.
No.
Well, lived and loved, ideally.
Why do you want her to live on the Upper West Side?
Yeah, I don't live on the Upper West Side.
Marika, that's strike four and a half.
It's literally not. And a half.
I just like
this. He gave you a half earlier, so now we're going to be going in half increments. Yeah.
I just love this idea of Sage sort of living out this like Sex in the City dream.
Wait, I have a great story about Sage
All right.
on this topic.
Oh, goodness.
Something I think about really every time I get on a meeting with Sage is that we
I
all
know,
went out.
I know it's going to be.
We all went out for dinner after. Was that after a show?
Yeah. It was after a show. Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't there.
After HeadGum Happy Hour, we went to a diner and everyone ordered like food that a 30-year-old would eat right before bed. And Sage ordered a black coffee and French fries.
Yeah.
I was like, what will really put me in a good night's sleep? And Sage was like, I drink black coffee all day and all night. It was a very cool flex.
Also, the polyunsaturated fats, fatty acids, rather. It's like, that'll keep me up all night. I can't eat fries like I used to.
We are 25. You guys are actually very close in age.
I know. That's an order that I would like, is black coffee. Decaf. We're not crazy.
Well, she
with
went
the fucking sodium.
No decaf.
Sage?
It was regular
strength,
right?
It was good.
Right?
I will say, I bet Anya remembers this, some of the fries were like, flaccid,
bad.
Like they were not crisp.
Yeah, they were.
They were bad.
Anya poured water on her fries to stop
Ew.
From eating them, which I've never
was
experienced
insane.
Before.
Who did that?
You.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you said I used to have a boss who would do this, and then you dumped your fries in water.
That's strike five.
I have my own counter going. That's only strike one for me.
That's four strikes.
That is true. I did do that. Remember, we were like, the diner people did. We were kind of discriminated against in that diner.
Yeah, they hated us.
They sat us like by the bathroom.
What do you think
also,
it was?
I will say, I think Casey ordered an egg cream.
He did, yeah.
He did.
Sage just answered the question because I said, what did you think it was of why your entire table was discriminated against? And then she inserted that Casey was there. Now I get it. Do you guys ever go to Serendipity 3?
No. What is that?
Have you never?
I recently watched the movie
crazy.
Serendipity.
I obviously know what he's talking about.
That's Jeff's favorite movie.
I actually just recently learned that that's an important movie in the Jeff canon.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Jeff canon, it's just my life.
Yeah.
Sage?
Yeah, I recently watched Serendipity, not for the first time, just like, again, a rewatch. And I don't think I like it that much anymore.
What is this?
The first time I really enjoyed it, but the second watch I was like, I don't know about this.
Okay. I was just thinking that I should rewatch it, but I guess I shouldn't say.
No, I watch it every year. I watch it once a year on the holidays. Sorry, that's
strike
one for me.
I was doing my holiday watch and
is it because of Kate Beckinsale?
Maybe not.
Strike six for Anya.
Is it because you think you have a chance with Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, me?
Yeah. She dates younger.
She does date younger guys.
He knows that.
I think I could charm her, yeah. Sage?
Yeah, I don't really know what I didn't like about it this time. I think just like they were never together throughout the whole movie. I don't think I like that.
It's an anti-comedy romance. Sorry, it's an anti-romance romantic comedy.
Yeah.
In this new digi era of...
digi.
Discord instead digi. Of discourse, right? Reddit instead of I read that X instead of XOXO in real life IRL instead of Fanny, right?
What?
Nobody makes Whoopi anymore. There's a bunch of articles about how it's like if you think you're the only one in the world not having as much sex as other people, you're actually not. So
there is a whole thing about like, are you Gen Z?
I'm a Zillennial, they say.
What about you, Sage?
I'm Gen Z. I was born in 2001.
Wow. What month?
I'm 22. So I don't know.
But are
I don't
you
know
feeling
what cutoff.
You don't know what month?
I'm feeling 22, I think.
Okay. Marika, I appreciate the restraint you've shown since you got the 4.5 strike.
What month, Sage?
May.
Okay.
Taurus or?
Gemini.
Got it.
But well before 9/11, so she remembers.
Well, I don't remember. I was like a couple months old.
9/11 was actually one of my first memories. We have to take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Taylor Swift has the Swifties. What do I have? Right?
Should we invent one?
That's a good question.
Did you say medical leave?
I said, should we invent one now? Medical leave. What you have is medical leave.
That is a great question. I do think we should come up with this.
Is it the dummies?
Do you have any ideas?
The dumbassers.
The dummies.
Jeffdies.
I like the Jeffdies. The gummies.
Sage, can you say Jeffdies with an Indian accent? I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm okay.
That was a test.
The Jameses.
She doesn't even have the protection of being a full-time employee.
Neither do I. What about the fucking, yeah, I don't know. What about the
What's your middle name?
Aaron.
Nothing there.
I know.
What about just the Jeffries?
That's, sorry. Can we,
I'm going to strike 5.5.
He's opening a safe.
Side.
That was me. Well, I should have done it like this. That was me turning off the shutoff valve of Marika's bullshit.
Shooting you?
What? No. I said shutting off the valve of you. Maybe just as rude, if not ruder, by the way. But not violent.
It would be funny if your
Travis
fan
was Kate
Base
Beckinsale.
Was your just your full name.
Instead of the Swifties, it's the Jeffrey Jameses.
Yeah.
Jeffrey. Who's my Travis? Is it Kate Beckinsale or
no?
Maybe one of the other Beckinsales.
What would you define as the Travis? Like the guy that
Parker?
Was like thirsty on Maine.
I think it's the woman who came into my world, not only rocked it, but added security. Right? It's like no more Joe Alwyn types, no more of me lollygagging by dating someone like the 1975. And I don't mean the lead singer, I mean the entire band.
Okay.
Sage.
I'm kind of hoping for you it's Miley Cyrus.
Do you think she's milling about or Miley-ing about in terms of waiting and
for you?
I think she's just being Miley.
Yeah. Loosely exactly Cyrus.
I don't get it.
I don't think I would get along with Miley at all.
Really?
I think
you don't
she
really
would,
know her.
I don't know her personally, but I know her brand. And if my brand is anything like my actual personal life, she's very different.
Yeah, and is
I guess
it?
Ultimately, none of us really know anything about you.
Or Miley.
As a person.
Who do you think you know more, Miley Cyrus or me?
Probably Miley.
Amir? He's not here. Sage?
I don't really know you at all, and I've known Miley as a celebrity for like my whole life. So.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since May of 2001.
Yeah.
Were you a Hannah Montana fan?
Love Hannah Montana. Montana. Wow. Still watch it even.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like with my friends. It's like a good pre-going out show.
Going out. Now, where are we going
out?
And
then I also want to know.
Never been to the Box. Don't even know if, I don't know what that is, but.
Okay. Carmelo's?
Just like around town.
Carmelo's?
No.
Fucking the Johnsons.
I don't. Are you naming real places or
the Johnson? These are all places in place. Sorry, Upper West Side.
That place.
I only
that's
just
not the
moved
full name of that place
recently. A few
no, there's
months
Welcome
ago.
To the Johnsons, and there's the Johnsons, and I like the Johnsons better.
Are you kidding?
No.
There's two places.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It sucks.
It doesn't suck as much as the Box. I'd love to see Sage at Dumbo House, just railing lines of coke in the bathroom, walking out, and then doing work, editing a social clip for fucking Factually. When do you think they're going to offer you a full-time position, Sage?
I don't... Who can say?
Yeah, you can ask that, obviously.
Really? But what, I can say how much Pyle's house sold for?
No.
You can't.
Got it. Marika, when do you think they're going to demote you to intern? Give Sage your job. Sage?
They've done that.
At any time, I think.
I kind of think like Marika runs the whole company.
She does.
It's all and, on Marika's yeah, back.
Here we go. Well, just, first just, of all, did we nail down who my Travis is? You saying, think it's Miley Cyrus?
What?
I think it should be an athlete. So maybe someone on the.
What about like Simone Biles?
I don't know what it is with Marika. I mean, I'm not going to be as defensive with you, but like, because you've been on the show and you can
defend
yourself. That's what? Strike one against Anya.
Why?
The counters at the bottom of the screen are going crazy. It's so hard to keep up with.
She pointed like she agreed with me.
I do agree with you, and I didn't think you were interrupting.
No, and I don't want your like tone of voice to go higher because then people think that I'm like attacking
Simone Biles would, if you dated Simone Biles, all of our lives would get better.
Do you think
you would reply to emails, you would reply to texts. That spreadsheet that I send you would be all filled out every week.
Yeah.
Because you think that I would like her discipline couldn't help but imbue itself onto me.
She absolutely, would not. 100%. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She wouldn't put up with anything else.
What I was about to say is that she's so short that I could carry her around, but she's stronger than me.
She could carry you around.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Which is kind of all anyone wants. Right?
To carry you around.
I don't want to carry you around. Yeah.
Not me specifically. Everyone someone? Wants to be carried.
I famously
carry me
hate
my
the whole
girlfriend. Fuck you guys, right? Because I'm trying
Sage
to introduce
doesn't even know. She's never heard of, what is that?
Oh, I know
Kansas.
Carry On My Wayward Son. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supernatural.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So,
I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. Go. I've gotten to the next status, so.
Are you able to be quiet?
But they're enjoying it. So while we're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it. So I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, well, I find that up.
That's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no. I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What do you guys think?
I'm asking you, man.
Nobody comes to her defense. This is you emailing me.
Yeah.
I'm which one?
You're the flight leader.
Okay.
You're like, can you record on Tuesday? Yes or no? And I'm like, I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do. And you're like, right. Can you do what the Lord is telling you to do on Tuesday? And then I'm like, what do you guys think? And I turn around to nobody.
No one
a
says
community
anything.
Of zero.
Yeah. As I was saying, I think it's more that you're the woman and we're saying, can you be quiet?
Yeah. And I'm looking out to the audience and the audience isn't even vouching for me. Cause
yeah,
also
you ask,
guys
do you guys want me to be quiet? And all the comments are like, yes.
Yeah. I can't tell if people really actually just like playfully love the show and they like to play along or if they truly want me dead.
I think they do genuinely like the show.
There are definitely some people
want
who
you dead.
No, there are some people who hate the show with a passion.
We'll
but
take
they
their
still
views.
Listen to it every.
Yeah,
there's some people that don't listen to it and never liked it. There's some people that say that they hate it, but ultimately listen every week.
Right. We don't care.
As
we
long as you
we want
the
numbers. Yeah,
the impressions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe I should be more controversial.
No.
No, I think you're controversial enough.
How so? Well, name one controversial thing I've said on this episode.
You asked Sage to do an Indian accent.
For a
that wasn't me. That was Sage, almost.
Almost. Do it.
But I guess my question is, like, what are your guys' notes for this woman? What should you have done, or what should the flight leader have done differently? What would you have done if you were in either of their shoes? Let's start with Sage.
I think she said, are you going to send me to jail? So would she have stopped if he said yes? Because I think you're going to... If she's going to do it, she needs to commit so hard that she would go to jail for it.
Yeah, I agree.
That is a good point.
That's a good point. I will say that those are, you know, it's almost an intrusive hypothetical because it all starts with what if.
Yeah, and he didn't answer.
Right. So we have to go based on what she did and what you would have done if you were her.
If I was really committed to singing, I think I would keep singing.
This is interesting because now I feel like Sage is questioning gospel singer Bobby Storm's dedication to the craft.
I love the idea that Sage specifically, given what I know of her personality,
would go to jail.
Would be singing. Yeah. Loudly.
I mean,
on a
I would never sing on a plane. I never even open my mouth to speak, but
you're sitting in an exit row.
Yeah. Like,
are you willing and able to help in the case of an emergency? You're just like
silent.
Doesn't want
to
go to jail.
But if I was this woman and I really wanted to sing and the Lord was telling me to, I think I would risk it all.
Because like, who do you, I guess if you're her, who do you care about more, the Lord or this flight leader?
Right.
A term that I've never heard of, by the way.
Right. I often feel like people who have a strong belief in God have it easier because they have like kind of a rule book to follow.
Yeah.
But in this case, her belief in God is making it a lot harder for her to live on this plane.
I would say that the checklist you made for me to make sure that I record everything was sort of its own gospel. And it's a little star-striking slash also divine to be here with the creator of my word of God.
I thought your gospel was be joy, get wise, embellish faith, and whatever the last one we came up with was.
What
that's
I'm not
like
going to
have. Old Testament, New Testament.
Exactly right. So both are important, but what I'm not going to have is someone like, especially like Marika and not Sage, putting me in a box.
Yeah,
right? The show isn't just about be joy. It's not just about getting wise. It's not just about embellishing faith. It's not just about conquering fear. It can expand from there. It can contract from there. Today, it's all about this.
Here's what I will say.
That doesn't mean it's not your gospel.
I often feel like being on this show is like, you're just like forming different alliances based on who else is in the room.
Sure.
But it's really hard for me. Like, I don't see Sage and Marika right now because you made their screen so small.
Yeah.
I can feel my alliance. I can feel my alliance like going towards Jeff.
You don't have to share this window anymore, Joe.
Did you just call me Joe?
Oh, those are your followers.
Are the Joes? The Joe Schmoes?
If you're not able to follow my instruction, you will not be taking this flight.
Okay.
Are you
so
able to be
quiet? I like that she says ah.
Okay.
I didn't realize what was going on here. Yeah.
If that's the case, then that's ah. If you were the person
yes,
in charge.
If that's the case, this
leader,
brave.
Yes.
If you're the person in charge of it all, then that's ah.
All right. Thank you.
What
this
said,
is the moment of pure embarrassment.
What was that
what
say?
If he said,
Jeff
like
talked
the Lord is telling me to tell you to stop.
Yeah.
So
then
I'll
what would she say?
If that's okay. All right. So the song is called We Can't Forget Him. All right. If you can download
nobody it, wants it.
I don't know the issue. No one else has ever had an issue,
No one else has ever had an issue.
She's about to sing. Are we all ready?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for each day of my life. I realize I don't need anything. I need you.
Her voice is beautiful.
No, she's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Also, I just want to point out that the angle that this is filmed at, there was a moment where the entire like angle shifted and it looked like the plane was going down.
I don't know why anybody has a problem with this. The plane is already going down. I might as well sing us all to sleep.
Well, she should reach out to God right in that moment.
Yeah. That's true. Jesus took the reins.
I did immediately switch sides. I was on her side after she acted so shocked that it wasn't okay that she was singing. She was like, oh, you want me to stop? Oh, well, if that's what you're... Oh, okay, then I guess I will. And then she doesn't. And I'm on her team, and I think she's right.
I would be so pissed. Yeah. I hate people on flights. Yeah. I'm a misanthrope on flights. Sage style. And I'm like, here's the thing, what Delta started doing. I don't know if you guys have been on a flight recently.
Well, just the other day on Delta.
They've been playing songs.
Yeah, they do play songs at the beginning. It's insane.
Full volume at like 5:45.
Yeah.
I'm like,
before the plane starts.
It's insane.
Oh,
my. Who wanted that?
I have no idea, but I am like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's crazy, like 2023 elevator music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that situation, I would prefer that Bobby Storm was on my flight singing to me instead.
That's true. Virgin
was doing just like songs, just normal radio songs at full volume. Mm-mm. And that was a lot too.
I'm staying at a Virgin hotel next week. What do you guys think about that?
Where are you going?
Ooh, where are you going? Cool.
Where are you? Yeah.
I'm going to Las Vegas with my whole family for Thanksgiving.
That's crazy.
And I'm meeting Erica there, and she's going to take my family clubbing.
That's crazy.
You played that right over the important part.
I didn't mean to. It auto-played because I actually had to...
She's taking me clubbing. She's getting us a table and bottle service.
The only thing I know about Erica is that she loves Vegas and she loves the clubs of Vegas.
And I get to experience that with her.
Yeah.
We should have her on to talk about it after. Thank you. Me too.
That would be a great episode. I think if Erica ever invited me to go clubbing with her in Vegas, I think we both would have an awful time. I think I would ruin her night. I don't like clubbing.
Why? Oh.
And I would be a wet blanket. I'd be like, why can't we just go back to the buffet? Because there was a Boston cream thing that I wasn't ready for because I ate too much of the salty shit. And then now I want the dessert. And I just want to go back. Does anyone want to come? And they'd be like, what'd you say? I can't hear you because we're in a club. And I'd be like, that's why I don't like clubs. And they'd be like, me too, because they misheard me because of the music.
Right. And they thought that you were trying to be fun and you weren't.
Yeah. And then they go dancing away. And then I'm like, wait, where'd you guys go? Because I barely know her friends. I met them that day.
Right.
And I already decided that I don't like two of them. One of them, we might be friends. And then one of them, I'm like, this guy's awesome. And then by the end of the weekend, I'm like, actually, he's a little problematic.
Sure.
Sage, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
You've never heard the show before.
I've listened to the show before.
How many times? Once or twice or like consistently? Once.
More than a handful of times.
Okay. What I was worried about was that it was going to be a half episode that you turned off.
No, I think it's never bad to like things. Liking things is good.
What about not liking things?
That's less good because then you don't get to like something.
Yeah. I agree, but I don't like clubbing in Vegas, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Anti-hater culture.
And you shouldn't, yeah.
Sage is right. I'll send you photos from the club.
I don't want it. I know what it is. I know what it has. I've been inside of clubs and others subsequently. It gets boring after a while.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And others.
Sage, you've listened to a handful of episodes.
More than a handful, I'd say.
Love that.
But I don't know the exact amount, yeah.
Having listened to a more than a handful, those are your words, not mine.
Yeah.
And having been on one episode.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
It's just not for many people.
I wouldn't say it's like flawless, but I don't think you should change your direction to fit what people want.
Wow. Yeah. Brave. I would disagree.
No, but
I don't disagree with that, but I think you should change your behavior to fit specifically what Anya and I want from you.
Workflows. Yeah. Workflows is what
communication is good. But you're on the show persona. It's fine.
It's not non-grata.
Fine.
Is the persona non grata or is the persona au gratin?
non grata.
Jeez.
No, I appreciate the honest feedback. It really did feel true to me / others. This is so fucked up. I appreciate content-wise that you guys can appreciate content-wise what I put out. I appreciate the word choice, the diction of direction. It is creative direction, isn't it? It's not just an outline. It's not just what I bring to the show every week, the energy. It's like, it's a specific creative direction that's leading us down a path. Is it the right path? Who can say? But it is leading us down a path. And that is direction. And that is leadership.
Do you feel satisfied about it?
Yeah. Are you proud of the work you've done? Great question.
Well,
Sage.
Part of the issue, I have a little bit of Hamilton in me.
Alexander?
Meaning?
I will never be satisfied.
Okay.
I'll never be satisfied.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen that.
He doesn't sing that one.
No, the only episode that I've ever been truly satisfied by was the live show at Gramercy. And then also the all women episode. And then
the one you barely participated in.
The postnuptial episode.
That one just
came. We've had other good ones.
Yeah, this is also an all-women episode.
That's true.
Yeah, true. All the audits were good. And I like the writing advice things. But everything else, I have notes. And it's not always on me. It's not always.
So we should start retaking some of those.
Redoing those episodes?
Yeah, the Jeff's ones you version.
The audit Jeff's version's really funny. Vault. I think
that's
Sage
really
might have just given us our first series thing of next year, which is the audit Jeff's version.
That's really good.
And it's me auditing your guys' ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think you need to audit us. Audit yourself.
Yeah, audit your performance on those episodes. But you have to do the audit.
I don't know. Maybe Sage and LD. Well, offline. Which yeah. is
but it's it would be good for you to get the rights to those episodes finally.
And ultimately, you should check in with both of your producers, me and Anya, before you really sign off on any specific thing like that.
Marika stands up for
what
us in a way
this?
That I never could, and it's really brave.
To get the rights to the audit episodes, the writing advice episodes, the postnuptial episode, and the Oops All Producers episode, I would make still pennies on the dollar because it would just be, how many episodes have there been? 180?
Mm-hmm. You've relinquished a lot of rights every time you used copyrighted music in an episode.
Which we've, so many times we've asked you not to do.
So
chuckle.
But that's kind of like the vibe of the show, is that like you're a rule breaker.
Yeah. But
yeah,
like at
I'm
some
like
point
Danny
you gotta learn
DeVito
you gotta learn
Zuko.
When sorry,
yeah,
Danny DeVito Zuko.
Danny DeZuko, yeah. Danny Zuko yeah. with Danny DeVito a little bit in mixed
right.
in.
Yeah. So
I'm the bad boy of HeadGum. Let's go ahead and say it. And by the way, that's why Beckinsale's gonna beckon
I think
me.
That's like Hayes.
And I'm not for sale.
Hayes. Oh yeah. I was like, he does not work. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. I was gonna say it's Sage, but
because of the black coffee and fries.
Black coffee and fries.
We got there. Callbacks. We got to end the episode there. And also, Uncle Jeffrey has acupuncture. How does he afford this stuff?
Do you have a niece or nephew?
I have acupuncture today, too.
I don't have acupuncture. Oh. I just want to get the fuck out.
That was
here.
Embarrassing for me.
Uh-huh. That was embarrassing for me because I lied and got caught in the lie.
All the time for you.
What do you guys do for your mental health? I'm
a
kind
lot.
Of depressed.
Yeah.
Drowning.
I go to therapy. I see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I go on a lot
Hell
of
yeah,
walks.
Sage.
Pedometrist.
Hell yeah.
I don't go on enough walks.
Definitely.
I do acupuncture. I do physical therapy.
Marika and I both have treadmill desks at home, though.
Yeah. Do you actually?
Yeah.
I want to get a treadmill.
Every time you send us a frustrating text or email, we have to fire that thing up.
You described it like it is powered like a lawnmower. You're pouring gasoline in it.
It does come with an oil thing. You have to oil it.
I don't mind oil.
I've never done that. Have you done that?
I never mind oil.
Your system come with oil?
I don't really know where to put it. You'll have to come over.
Yeah, I don't know.
You and your boyfriend should come over. Plugs, what do you guys have going on? Let's start with Sage, and I swear to God, Marika.
Yeah, strike 11 or whatever.
Sage?
Thank you. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot going on. I'd say follow me on Instagram, sage.sg.
Social girl.
And then Letterboxd, but I don't know my at. So go on Marika's and then like scroll to find me and her following.
You're asking them to do a lot.
Well, they don't have to do it. But if they want to, that's how to find me.
And is number one the Scooby-Doo movie? Live action?
Sorry?
Then isn't your favorite movie on there? Will they see? Matthew that's how they'll know it's you because
Scooby-Doo,
the Scooby-Doo
live
will be number
action,
one.
The first one, not the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a screening of the live action Scooby-Doo in Portland, Oregon? So it's Damien and Matt, the two Lillards, opening the fucking screening, right?
Right. That would be amazing. I wouldn't travel to Portland to see it.
Damien Lillard is related to the actor?
He's not. He also doesn't live in Portland anymore. Marika, what do you got?
Follow me at Marika Elon on all social media. And if you go to my letterbox and go into my followers, you can find Sage's letterbox and follow her too.
And mine.
And Anya's.
I never review though.
Yeah.
So don't plug it.
I have good like ratings.
Okay.
But I don't write anything. I don't know if you're interested.
Follow Anya if you want her blanket ratings of movies and TV.
Yeah, Donnie Brasco's got to go up there.
What did you do? What are you going to rate it?
What did you do?
What did you do?
What are you going to rate Donnie Brasco? Was it a fiasco or was it a disaster?
A fiasco?
Fiasco.
That sounds like a credit rating.
Have you not seen... Have you not seen the video of Sofia Coppola's daughter?
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I did.
What's
too.
Her name?
I don't know.
Where she chartered a helicopter.
Yeah, yeah,
she's good. Like, make penne alla vodka with me.
Yeah, and she's like, is this an onion? She's holding up a shallot. She's like, I think so, but it doesn't look like one. He's
no
yawning.
No way.
He's
that.
Yawning.
There's like a professor ass looking guy.
Yeah, he's like a 45 year old.
He's actually
man.
Her babysitter's boyfriend, but.
Oh yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Thank
you for.
I've watched that a lot.
Does he drive a Jeep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys see Priscilla?
Not yet.
I was gonna see it this weekend and then I didn't.
That one's getting 5 stars for me on Letterboxd.
Ooh, oh, nice.
You seen it? Or just like
saw it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram.
We're skipping over my plugs.
Well, that was your plug. You just said that you're good. Follow you so that you can.
Damn it.
People can find out what
this
you rate
is, you're
Donnie
taking
Brasco.
Money out of my pocket because I was going to plug my Venmo again.
Oh,
what
yeah,
is it?
That.
At Kenevskaya?
Anya is my first name.
Kashevskaya?
Wow. Should I change it?
I might change mine to Kashevskaya.
I'm still taking submissions for my new name because I want to change my last
Anya
name.
Anya Zero Stuck. People call you that on the Discord.
There's a Discord?
Yeah. Right then ends.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.